guys, it's Lisa Graft from the I Am Mother of the Year podcast. How are you? How's it going? I am on all alone today. Just to let you know that Jen and I have a very exciting announcement to share with you. And it is a little bit bittersweet, but we're going to focus on the sweet part, okay? The last episode of the I Am Mother of the Year podcast was the very last episode of the I Am Mother of the Year podcast. And so that is totally bittersweet. We have loved more than we could ever say the podcast. We loved the process of prepping it and planning it and having the conversations that led up to the podcast conversations. We enjoyed. And what we realized was that some of our favorite people on the planet were not feeling like they could participate in these conversations, because even though most of it related to them, when you got down to it, they weren't moms. They're not moms yet, or they struggled for a really long time to be moms and it didn't happen, and or they're single, or, you know, there's a million reasons. Or some of them are like, you know what? I am a mom. I'm living and breathing it. I don't want to hear about a mom podcast. We took all of this feedback and we took this this new direction from I Am Mother of the Year into kind of widening the audience to women. Not all women on the planet, right? But the women who are really interested in having conversations about living authentically, about rediscovering identity, and really like showing up in the world without apology. And these are, they're fun conversations to have. They're hard conversations to have sometimes. But Jen and I have decided that instead of speaking to moms in these conversations, we want to speak to the women in general who are interested in having these conversations with us and working alongside of us to really take steps to intentionally become the women that we were created to be. And so with that said, drum roll please. Next week, this very next week, we are launching a brand new podcast called The Megaphone, where we will shout from the rooftops permission for you to be you, to break through, and to belong. I love this so much. We sat down this very day that I'm recording this and recorded our first three episodes. We start breaking down what each of those little phrases mean: to permission to be you, permission to break through, and permission to belong. And that's really going to set the stage for the rest of the conversations that we hope to have on the podcast and that we want to have with you in and around your life and our life and in this community. And so it is bittersweet to be saying goodbye to the I Am Mother of the Year podcast, but we are so looking forward to expanding the audience and narrowing the vision and the mission to permission. Permission is such a huge thing. And this is one thing we don't lead off with right away, that I'll start share a little bit of how this permission thing came to be right now before I tell you. Please, please go subscribe to the Megaphone podcast wherever you're listening to the sound of my voice right now. The Megaphone podcast is there just for you. But first, I just wanted to share one quick story about permission and how it kind of started becoming a thing that I really felt passionate about talking about. Was over the summer, I was invited to a party and they're all my people and some of my people's people, you know, but I had this pair of overall shorts and you're like, okay, who cares, right? But I had done some pandemic quarantine shopping. Okay, so March of 2020, April of 2020, somewhere around there, I decided I'm going to get on Target app and I'm going to buy clothes that someday I hope I'll get to leave my house and wear. And so these overall shorts were one of those. And so finally it was September and I'm like, it's hot today. And now we're nearing the end of the season where I actually could wear these shorts and I really want to. So I put them on and I'm like, yeah, can I pull these off? So I thought, which one of my friends has overall shorts and just totally kills the overall game. And I have a friend, and her name is Megan, and she always, one, not always, but she wears overalls a lot. They are a regular part of her, wardrobe routine. And she looks awesome in them all the time. And they're so cute, and they're so her, and they're so fun. And so I thought, oh my gosh, okay, I'm going to text Megan. So I text Megan a picture of me in the overall shorts in the mirror. And I said, hey, I need to know from an overalls girl, can I pull these off? And she texts me back. She's like, heck yeah, you could pull those off. Those are awesome. And I'm like, yes. And it was like something about that text message that gave me the permission that I needed to wear the overall shorts to the party, which sounds ridiculous. Did I need Megan's permission to wear my own shorts that I bought with my own money to my own party where I know my people? No. Did it help? Yeah, it did. And so I wore those to the party. And when I say I wore those to the party, let me tell you, I wore those to the party. Okay? It's the permission piece. And this might not have happened for you in this exact same way, but I'm going to tell you that we look around our lives for permission to be ourselves, for permission to do the thing, to send the message, to buy the thing, to take the job. Like, we look for that permission, and we look externally. Sometimes we look internally. Sometimes we look towards God and ask, like, okay, what do you think about this? And so with this topic, and I love the phrasing of permission because it's so fun. I feel like I'm literally writing permission slips. And so with this permission slip writing, I wanted to create the Megaphone podcast as another avenue to talk about this, to talk about all the ways that you have permission to show up, to be yourself, to break through the things that are holding you back from really becoming who you were created to be. And then to belong in authentic community, to belong in your own skin, to belong in the greatest love story that's ever been written or told, which is the one we're living right now, which is God's love story. And so that is the heart behind the permission piece of the Megaphone podcast and lots of the things that I do with lisagraft.com and what I write about and speak about. But man, I can't wait for you to start participating in these conversations. Yes, Jen and I are sitting on chairs. We're the ones talking into a microphone. You could watch it on YouTube. You can listen however you're listening now, obviously. But man, respond to us. Either like reach out to us and have these conversations be more of a two-way street, or at least do the work yourself that we talk about. Because in these episodes, even just the first three that we've already recorded, we are jazzed and really passionate. And we give you lots of good bite-sized informational pieces to take away to go, oh, actually, yeah, that sounds doable. I get that. But we also obviously encourage community. And so we can't wait for you to start showing up on social media and talking to us there about what you're learning about yourself through the podcast and any events that we have or any other community avenues that get created. We want this to be a conversation. So that is something just to look forward to as next week, the Megaphone podcast begins its mission of shouting from the rooftops, permission to be you, to break through, and to belong. So right now, I want you to subscribe to the Megaphone podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And then send that to a friend and say, guess what? Our new favorite podcast is about to launch. Don't miss it. Okay? Subscribe and send a friend to subscribe as well. We love you. Jen and I both have just such a warm spot in our hearts. For you guys, you jumped on board the I Am Mother of the Year podcast, which was our first adventure into podcast world. And so you guys are like the OGs, man. You're the OGs. And so we can't wait for you to experience and participate in the Megaphone podcast as the originals. And then bring along your crew, okay? Bring along your crew to the Megaphone. I can't wait to talk to you next week on The Megaphone. Bye, guys.